following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. It's time to kick off the 2015 National Football League season. And the Chiefs enter the year with a ton of confidence. They were the only team in the NFL to go unbeaten in the preseason. In fact, it was the Chiefs' first unbeaten preseason schedule since 1969 when they won the World Championship. But now it starts for real as the Chiefs go on the road to take on the Houston Texans. We've got a great show lined up for you. We'll hear from one of the key players in the Chiefs defensive line, Jay Howard. Keep in mind, no team in the NFL runs the ball more than the Houston Texans, and the Chiefs defensive front seven is ready to stop that running game. We'll also look at the incredible career of Pro Football Hall of Famer Will Shields. The 12-time Pro Bowler was finally inducted into the Canton, Ohio Shrine this summer, and our feature will show you just what a special talent he was. But first, let's check in with the head coach, Andy Reid. In his 17th year as an NFL head coach, he is third with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, his first two, 20 victories, an all-time franchise high. But as Andy enters his third year leading the red and gold, he's as fired up as ever.
That was good. I like the speed of that. That was nice. Nice and loose, huh? Nice and loose.
Going into the start of the regular season, what do you feel about the 2015 Chiefs?
Every season's an unknown, right, until you get to the end, which is exciting. The thing I appreciate the most up to this point about this team is their desire and willingness to work. You know, I've been around some teams that's not necessarily the case. I've been fortunate enough to be around way more that like to do that than not do that. But this group here, they're selfless. When and if you can become selfless, then you really become a team. So that's what you see with this group. They will help each other. They will help younger guys. You have Tom Bali, who's been in this thing for a long time, and he doesn't care. I mean, he's going to help that next man. He did it with Justin Houston. And now Justin passes that on, and that snowballs as you go. And I look forward to them having an opportunity to get out and perform this season.
Good job, PG.
Seems to be loaded at safety. You got young corners. How's that group meshing?
We are loaded in the safety position, and we have two Pro Bowl safeties that are backups right now and playing the second role there, but with great attitudes. So that's unique in itself. But we've got some good young corners that are flying around and making plays. Well, you got to have a short memory to play back there. You get beat, everybody gets beat. You get beat, you learn from it, and move on, and they're willing to do that.
I want to ask you about Darius Johnson specifically in your run defense. When did you go, okay, he's back?
I saw it in training camp. The first time we went live, there wasn't a lot of dodging going on. Boom! I mean, he just stuck it right in there, so I go, he's good to go. And then he carried that over into the preseason game, so he's back in there rolling, and he's got such good instincts and good feel for the game. And I mean, Bill O'Brien likes to run the football, and so they're going to bring it, and they're going to come right at you. There are no secrets about it.
17th year of being a head coach. You got that laminated sheet in front of you. Game planning, getting ready. What's flowing through you as you get ready,
man, for it? I love every day of it. Huh? What a great opportunity. There's only 32 of us in the whole world. I mean, come on. That's awesome.
Darren Murray, just like the starter Alex Smith, only two incompletions tonight. Moving to his left. Chris Conley. Again, the Georgia to Georgia connection inside the 5-yard line. This
third down conversions, completion percentage. What about all that and taking that into the regular season?
Well, it's important that we do that. You've got to establish a rhythm. We're able to do that in the preseason. You got to maintain that. Now teams are really going to be throwing their fastballs at you. And so are you going to stay in there and swing, or do you bail? You know, I mean, that's kind of where you're at. This group has the mentality that they want to attack, attack, attack. And so I love that about them. And then it's our responsibility as coaches to make sure that we're feeding them those things, that they can maintain that attitude with.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems. That's all I know.
How do you keep him from just taking the game over at the front of the defense?
JJ is going to make plays. He's a great player. And but at the same time, what a heck of a challenge, man. You have an opportunity to play what a lot of people consider the best in the business. Let's go. Let's play. And I think that's the way our guys will approach it. All the respect in the world, but we're going to be there. You're going to be there. Let's go.
It was one of the more intriguing 48 hours in all of Chiefs history. 2 years ago on Labor Day weekend, General Manager John Dorsey used the Chiefs' waiver position to claim seven different players who were cut by other NFL teams. I dubbed them the Magnificent Seven. One of the most notable is number 96, Jay Howard, who was great during training camp in St. Joe, and he's been outstanding in the preseason games. Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel gets an up-close look at one of the Magnificent Seven, number 96, Jay Howard.
Regular season is finally here. How ready is this defense to take on the Houston Texans on Sunday?
Oh, man, we're ready. You know, we've been preparing all camp, working hard, practicing, running. Everyone, 11 hats to the ball, running, you know, and preaching takeaways. That's the key this year, takeaways.
When you look at your individual performance at training camp and throughout the preseason, where are you at individually this year compared to where you were a year ago at the same time?
Honestly, I feel like it's night and day. I put in work, watched film, and got DeVito back, and just learning from him. And, the run game, I feel like I'm hard to move.
Way to come out, boys.
Mike DeVito, yes, coming back. I know he's a guy that's had a lot of high praise for you. What has he meant to you? I know throughout your career, but just within the last, you know, few months that you guys have been together and he's been back on the field, what's it been like to have him?
Oh, man, it makes it easier. You know, he recognizes the backfield sets and letting us know where the play is going before it actually happens. So just having his presence back and the leadership back in the room means a lot for the D-line.
Responsibility that you feel like you're given this year based on your performance last year. Played well, like I said, first time in your career that you had played a lot and been counted on. What does it mean to you to have that responsibility going into this year? It's a little bit different for you.
I'm just embracing it, you know, and I'm just glad that the coaching staff trusted me to be able to play last year and to build off of that. And now I'm just trying to build off of that this year. And, you know, I got to expand the role with Don Terry being out for the while that he was out, a couple weeks. And, you know, able to show them that I can play nose and they can rely on me if something was to happen. And even spur Don Terry when he's back out there, full go.
You talked about it before, getting up to 330 pounds, heaviest you've been. Yeah. But you still feel like you can move athletically the way that you did earlier.
Oh, yeah, of course. I just needed it for the run, you know. And that was one of the things I when this offseason was like, I got to get bigger. And that's what I did.
Teams last year, when you look just at yardage totals, at least between the 20s, the red zone is a different story, but between the 20s, teams found some success running the ball against you. How much are you looking forward to going up on Sunday and going up against the Texans team to say, hey, we're going to try to do the same thing that teams found success with last year?
Like I said, man, everyone's on the same page in the defense. You know, everyone's going to play hard and, you know, just create turnovers. That's the key, man, and just making the tackles when we have to.
When you look at this Texans offense, Arian Foster is out with injury. He's not going to play. But what challenges do they still present to you guys as a defense?
They still have a great back in blue. So we have to stop him, you know, and get to Hoyer, you know. And like I said, I mean, that's a group, good group of guys.
One guy that you might face a lot is former Georgia Bulldog Ben Jones heading into his fifth year in the NFL. Got some teammates here that have some experience with him, with Aaron Murray, Conley, and Justin. Do you talk to any of those guys about Ben Jones and about what he might give to you? What do they help you with?
You know, I just have to be prepared for it, not get into any altercations. But, you know, I'm embracing it. You know, it started back when I was a freshman in college going against him. Now we're in the NFL now. So I've been playing him, and he's a great player, you know.
Final question is, how much are you looking forward to this game on Sunday?
You know, it's just another opportunity to get on the field. We're blessed to get that and, you know, get this victory. That's it.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. and by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Live fearless. Coming up on Chiefs Insider.
J.J. Watt moves all around that defense. His name you're going to hear a lot during this game on Sunday. And he's the first player in NFL history to have at least 20 sacks in two different seasons. Hopefully the Chiefs can get a guy on that list. And Justin Houston, if he can get at least 20 sacks this year as well.
All I know is you mess with me, you got problems. That's all I know.
He can take over games.
Locker, shotgun, gets the snap. Watt knocks the ball out.
Pushes grown men around like they're ragdolls.
Watt has him down for a sack, and he breaks down Bortles.
And at almost 300 pounds, he runs faster than some running backs. Some running backs.
Charles trying to bounce it outside. Gets across the 40, breaks free. Angling back, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. He's BJ Kissel and I'm Pete Sweeney, and this is your focus point for week one. It's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. When you think of the Texans, you think about J.J. Watt.
Well, if you're on a television and you like the NFL, you know who J.J. Watt is. Hard Knocks has kind of done that for a lot of football fans, but J.J. Watt moves all around that defense. His name you're going to hear a lot during this game on Sunday, and he's the first player in NFL history to have at least 20 sacks in two different seasons in his career. 2012, 2014, had 20 and a half sacks. Hopefully the Chiefs can get a guy on that list, and Justin Houston, if he can get at least 20 sacks this year as well.
When it comes to that defense specifically, who else is there to look out for?
You don't have to go very far when you look at that defense, because right next to him, you have Vince Wilfork, former New England Patriot at nose tackle, plays over the zero techs, a space eater, big guy, hard to move. And then Jadeveon Clowney's another player you got to watch out for. Missed all of last season, the former number one overall pick. They believe that he's healthy and that he's going to be able to play in this game. It'll be interesting to see how he gets in there and what kind of impact he makes the first game of his career.
Now flipping to the other side of the ball, Brian Hoyer was in the midst of a quarterback battle in Texans training camp. He ultimately won it, and he'll be starting this game for the Texans.
Yeah, he went 16 of 26 for 228 yards and one touchdown in the preseason. That was enough to win him this job. But what you really like about Hoyer when you watch him on film is the help that he's got on the outside. And a lot was made about Andre Johnson and the storied career he had for the Houston Texans. But he left this offseason to go to the Indianapolis Colts. And the reason that Texans fans felt okay about that is that they had a young player and their former number one pick from 2 years earlier in DeAndre Hopkins out of Clemson that really makes some plays for him, has kind of blossomed into one of the top young receivers in the NFL. Finished number 12 last year in the league in receiving with over 1,200 yards. They've got another young guy that made some plays in the preseason, their third round pick, Jalen Strong, out of Arizona State. And they've got a couple of veterans out there too, and Cecil Shorts, who spent a lot of time with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Nate Washington, who's been in a couple of different places and made some plays. So Hoyer's got a lot of help on the outside.
All right, so we talked about the defense, we've talked about the quarterback and the wide receivers, now let's talk about the rushing game. Texans are a lot like the Chiefs in that they have one of the best running backs in the league, that's an Arian Foster, but he's been injured since the preseason with that groin injury that leaves Alfred Blue for that job.
I thought it was really telling when the Texans had an opportunity to go out and sign a free agent running back because there were some guys available, and they didn't do that. And internally, they had to feel confident about Alfred Blue's ability to step in and make an impact for them not to make that move. Blue was a sixth-round rookie pick out of LSU last year, had over 160 carries, averaged 3.1 yards per carry. They feel good about what he can do. The running game is an area the Chiefs are trying to be better at between the 20s this year. It'll be an interesting storyline to watch in this game.
All right, so we know about the Texans. What do you think the Chiefs need to do to win this game?
I think the first most obvious one is just to get ahead. Don't let that defense pin their ears back, J.J. Watt pin their ears back and get after him. Andy Reid is 95-31 in his career when scoring first. And on the offensive side for Alex Smith, it's not making any mistakes. You know, this Texans defense led by J.J. Watt finished number one in the NFL in takeaways last year with 34. And you look at Alex Smith, he's known for not making mistakes. And the reason why, he's 45-15-1 in his career when he doesn't throw an interception. You want that Texans offense led by Brian Hoyer and Alfred Blue to have to go the entire length of the field against the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs' chances if the Texans have to consistently do that to not score points. It's a defense that gave up the second fewest points in the NFL last year.
All right, he's BJ Kissel, and now you know what to focus on.
When we return on Chiefs Insider.
Will in space, you know, you see how big he is. He has such a presence about him. Not a whole lot of safeties and corners get real excited about seeing 68 rolling around the edge.
The
22 years ago, Will Shields came off the bench to make his NFL debut. It's the last time he would do it, because the next week, Will Shields would be in the starting lineup, the first of 224 consecutive starts. A 12-time Pro Bowler was called for holding exactly once in the last 9 years of his career. Now Will Shields is where he ought to be, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Offensive linemen very seldom get the credit for an explosive offense.
You make sure you make your mark today.
It normally goes to the offensive coordinator or the head coach.
Game time all day, work all day,
game time.
But you can't do all the things we did with our offense over the 5 years without a Will Shields. He made it easy. He had no limitation. Never have been around a guard that could do so many things so well.
Green holds left side with an opening. Points, touchdown!
Will Beautiful Shields shot. With the big block up front.
In first, Chiefs are driving. Holmes with another big hole inside the 10.
Will Shields had one heck of a block at the point of attack.
Holmes, first down and more.
Will Shields doing a great job of getting push on those guys.
Typically, you break down alignment. Are they have the ability to run in space and block in space? Can they get to the second level? Are they good man blockers, zone blockers? Will could do all those things.
He was, for many games, their backup tackle. And, in fact, went to tackle for a game.
That's Will Shields. He's making his first start ever at left tackle in this league. In this offense, Kurt, as many deep drops as Elvis Gerbach has, that is a very difficult position to play.
You know, he had all these injuries, and all of a sudden, here's Will Shields out there kicking everybody's butt at tackle.
Gerbach. All kinds of time.
Being able to play, you know, basically three positions in one game was, I mean, unheard of.
The thing that's impressive right now is the pass protection that Gerbach has gotten all day with a reshuffled line.
I mean, then you knew right there that, hey, this guy's special.
Tony Richardson into the open field.
Will Shields at left tackle has been outstanding today.
There was a game in 2004 on Monday night where they mic'd up Ray Lewis.
We'd gone 0-3 to start out, and we come in, we just decided, Al Saunders, Mike Saunders, we're going to pound the ball.
Reese Holmes busts one into Raven territory.
And this Kansas City offensive line, that front group, has whipped the Raven defensive front group.
Coach, I'm talking about every play, I got two men on me, every single play.
I can remember Ray Lewis saying, Coach, they got two guys on me. They got two guys on me. They only had one guy on him.
Then they would show snap after snap where he was being manhandled one-on-one, and Will Shields was that guy a lot of the time.
They give it to Holmes, and Holmes is in again for the touchdown behind a Will Shields block.
Here was this, you know, vaunted Ravens defense, and the Chiefs were just running right over him.
Will did an unbelievable job of getting to the second level, getting up on linebackers through combinations, having that feel of when you can leave without putting the guy next to you in peril.
And I remember Will getting into it with Ray Lewis because Ray Lewis was really frustrated on how well he was being blocked. He was being handled by Will Shields that day.
This week, the Chiefs start the regular season with a very good vibe. This is a team that has strong leadership on both sides of the ball with guys like Alex Smith and Jamal Charles and Jeremy Maclin on offense. And defensively, Derek Johnson's back, Eric Berry's back, and Justin Houston is the best outside linebacker in the entire National Football League. Leadership, unselfishness, and talent is what the Chiefs are taking to Houston. But let's be honest, no other team in the NFL has this tough a schedule to start the season. After the road game at Houston, it's a short week of preparation as the Chiefs will open the door to Arrowhead Stadium for the first time in the regular season. It's a Red Thursday, and guess who's coming? The Denver Broncos. We'll get you ready for that game like no other show can, here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, live fearless.
toss power trap.